It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You made the best of this test, and that is why you got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's the daddy.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You want me to keep going?
No, thank... That's great.
Now, pal. Hey, good, pal.
We're good. Daddy's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at me. Norm was staring at me. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Daddy. Appreciate you.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Pretty amazing. It has been 1 year. Norm retired 1 year ago today.
Wow.
On June 21st. And yeah, that was Daddy's big goodbye song to him, and he cut you off after the first verse.
Yeah, I got led like a lamb to slaughter on that little e-break. Thank you, Sean.
Had Norm ever heard that song before last June 21st? Probably not.
Yeah, pardon me for a moment while I beat our board up.
Well, we're going to give you three candidates, and you're going to get a chance to vote on them.
Tyler, sounds like you're in for a little fun. Tyler's going to be distracted for about a minute.
Yeah, you might be. Hang in there, Tyler.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll give you three candidates, and we're going to let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is a man by the name of E.A. Azad. E.A. has had a number of confusing moments here on the air, from the April Fool's Open to... when we're broadcasting at the compound and he's trying to tell us names down line.
Mark.
It's sometimes hard to understand.
It's sunshine.
Yeah, he guaranteed that we'd be able to see the eclipse a good 40 days out, looking at some sort of forecast. He produces Mark Elfenbein, Elf, on Sunday morning. Elf talking about going to Cowboys training camp and wondering if he should do the show on Sunday and be like us and have to wake up what is basically 2:30 California time. Well, then EA realized, well, if he filled in for Elf, then he would have to wake up and do the show, thinking that even though he's here in Dallas, he also would be on California time.
Cowboys Oxnard, they leave here July 23rd. They fly out. I have their press conference extravaganza on the 24th or whatever it might be.
Oxnard.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to fly out the 25th, get out there on a Thursday, and we'll be there that Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to do it from there or not. It's one thing if you're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. It's another thing like the Musers when they have to get out there and you're on at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're going to do a show at 4 in the morning.
I've done it many times. I mean, it's I have no issue with it. I'm up. It don't matter.
So you're going
to
have us come at 4 in the morning.
What's that?
So we're going to have to come at 4 in the morning, too.
No, no. I'm not. Well, it's 7 to 9.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm
stupid. Do you know how time is?
Yeah. You know what? Sorry.
Yeah, you know, he needs to get on the cruise, like, immediately.
So somehow, because Mark would be on California time at 4 o'clock, that would automatically put EA on California time at 4 o'clock here in Dallas.
Right.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Could you... Could you clearly understand what EA was trying to say to begin with?
No, I only got about a third of that.
Squelch on there,
pal. He's gargling mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Mean? Oh, okay, yeah. All right, one more time.
Cowboys Oxnard, they leave here July 23rd. They fly out. I have their press conference extravaganza on the 24th or whatever it might be.
Oxnard.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to fly out the 25th, get out there on a Thursday, and we'll be there that Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to do it from there or not. It's one thing if you're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. It's another thing like the Musers when they have to get out there and you're on at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're going to do a show at 4 in the morning.
I've done it many times. I mean, it's I have no issue with it. I'm up. It don't matter.
So you're going
to
have us come at 4 in the morning.
What's that?
So we're going to have to come at 4 in the morning.
No, no, I'm not. Well, it's 7 to 9.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm
stupid. Do you know how time zones
yeah,
work?
Yeah. You know what? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he needs to get on the cruise, like, immediately.
Well, having a great time. EA is candidate number one.
Of course.
Candidate number two comes from the Morning Musers. He was out on vacation for a couple of days. He comes right back in. Gordo's trying to tell a story about George Washington's cherries being found at his old place from 250 years ago. And Junior went with this play.
Okay, this is just a day or so after we talked about would you eat George Washington's cherries that they found up
yeah,
under
they
his
found
house.
Cherries at George Washington's old place.
Well, those can't still be good.
They were buried sealed before 1775. And they found them intact in these jars.
They have a Best Buy on there. Best Buy.
Enjoy by date.
1777.
An enjoy by date.
They have to have popped by now.
Mm. Boy.
What?
You come back from the beach and you shoot that shot. We're trying to run the offense here.
Can I not ask about a news story?
It's raining threes.
You shoot before we even get the ball past half court.
Clearly, my batteries have been recharged.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, one more time.
Okay, this is just a day or so after we talked about would you eat George Washington's cherries that they found up
yeah,
under
found
his house.
Cherries at George Washington's old place.
Well, those can't still be good.
They were buried sealed before 1775, and they found them intact in these jars.
They have a Best Buy on there. Best Buy.
Enjoy by date.
1777.
An enjoy by date.
They have to have popped by now.
Boy.
What?
You come back from the beach and you shoot that shot. We're trying to run the offense here.
Can I not ask about a news story?
It's raining threes.
You shoot before we even get the ball past half court. There is Junior.
Great.
As candidate number two. Candidate number three, this was really confusing as we have a little confusion here on the e-break. Kevin Landrum, Lando, talking about Jonah Heim coming back from paternity leave on the ticket.
Washington signed a three-year deal with Charlotte in 2023. He'll be a free agent in 2026. Rangers' six-game homestand started off on the wrong foot with a 14-2 loss to the Mets last night. Jonah Heim rejoins the club fresh off the bereavement list following the birth of his child. Texas tries again against the Mets tonight. Diamond Talk on the ticket afterward.
Oh, no.
So you get in the car and thinking, yeah, I'm going to tune in. All sports, number one station
the tragic,
country.
Joyous birth of his first child.
Yeah, what happened there? Lando, one more time.
Washington signed a three-year deal with Charlotte in 2023. He'll be a free agent in 2026. Rangers' six-game homestand started off on the wrong foot with a 14-2 loss to the Mets last night. Jonah Heim rejoins the club fresh off the bereavement list following the birth of his child. Texas tries again against the Mets tonight. Diamond Talk on the ticket afterward.
Jesus. Yeah, the darkness music fires off. All right, so is it EA, is it Junior, or Lando? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, Musers.
Hey, triple fake.
Hey, I wanted to know why you changed the e-break time to 6 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock.
No, we didn't. You're just in a different time zone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordon. You know, I was all up in your Twitch stream last night, and you didn't acknowledge me once. Not a hey, how you doing, nothing.
Who is this?
This is your cousin, Lance.
Okay, he ran out of steam there.
Really went nowhere.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this the James McMurtry karaoke hotline?
Kinda,
I guess.
I paid off all my debts. Got some change left over yet, and I'm getting on a whisper jet.
Gonna fly as far as I can get from Level Land.
Hey, you did it!
What's your vote?
All right, three.
Gosh.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, Craig.
Hello.
Vaginal slice, born, born.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, boys, it's Seabreak Man, and here's a Willie Mays song. Rest in peace. Whiskey River, take Junior's mind. Don't let the cherries pop on me. Okay.
Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Gordo?
Yeah.
It's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, I support Dua Lipa opening up for George as the headliner. And I vote for Junior popping cherries.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on ticket.
Morning, boys. I would like to vote for EA. Thanks.
See right there?
Yeah.
Everybody. That's how you vote.
That's it.
I mean, you could say hi or something, enjoy the show, and then vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, George.
Oh gosh.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Brady Tom.
Brady Tom.
Yeah.
That's right. How are you today?
Okay.
It's Brady Tom.
Yeah, what are you thinking this week, Brady Tom?
Well, I don't think there's a better time to be alive.
I agree.
Right, right. It's not football season, so we don't have to be depressed all the time with the Cowboys.
Okay, you got a vote? Yep. Or...
Oh, yes, yes. I want to pop some cherries with Craig.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Junior, Hyman, Miller, and Hooter Brown.
Oh, man. Jeez. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, class.
Yes, good morning, musers.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Yep.
How's it hanging?
Okay.
God.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning, guys. I was going to say that Junior's cherry popping joke was a little bit funny, but I think now Jonah Heim coming back from bereavement after his first child is born is a little better than Junior's cherry popping joke. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the analysis. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, at 96.7 FM, Tunes Miller. Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, that is vote number 5 for Craig Miller.
Hmm. Okay, this is just a day or so after we talked about would you eat George Washington's cherries that they found up under his house.
Cherries at George Washington's old place.
Well, those can't still be good.
They were buried before 1775, and they found them intact in these jars.
They have a Best Buy on there. Best Buy.
Enjoy by date
1777.
An enjoy by date.
They have to have popped by now.
Boy,
what?
You come back from the beach and you shoot that shot. We're trying to run the offense here.
Can I not ask about a news story?
It's raining threes.
You should shoot before we even get the ball past half court.
The groans from the two of you were funny.
I like the what from you. What? Need to pull that what. That's a good what.
By the way, two e-break myths dispelled right there.
Yeah.
That number one always wins. That was number two.
Yeah.
And that the musers never win or nominate themselves. That was a muser
win.
There's
winning. A lot of e-break myths out there.
So many.
Yeah. How many wins is that for Junior?
Junior, that is your 55th e-break win. You are now 82 behind the all-time leader, Norman Cherry Poppin' Daddy.
Oh, he does not want to be called that.